AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is huddling with allies on the sidelines of an international summit in Germany, not only addressing pressing Mideast issues, but also trying to convince European leaders not to waver on sanctions against Russia in the face of fresh violence in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
The goal is to ensure that it continues on a range of issues, including on sanctions, which impose significant economic costs on the Russian economy, again, as a result of Russia's destabilizing actions in Ukraine.
Meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, Obama said he wanted to address the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, and assess what's working, what isn't, and how they can make progress in dismantling the infrastructure that ISIL has built. In a survey by the National Association for Business Economists, experts have lowered their forecast for economic growth this year. Timothy Gill is the survey chairman.
The median forecast of the panel of 48 economists is now for a 2.4% increase in real GDP this year, and that's down from earlier expectations and would equal last year's pace of economic expansion.
Two murderers who escaped from an upstate New York prison by cutting through steel wall and pipes are on the loose. Authorities investigating how they obtained the power tools. Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking for the public's help.
These are dangerous men. They're capable of committing grave crimes once again. And as governor of the state, I'm asking all New Yorkers to please make yourself part of this.
Winning Best Musical at the Tony Awards, the groundbreaking coming-of-age show Fun Home. It took five awards, as did the Tony winner for Best Play, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. This is AP Radio News. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says the U.S. government needs to do more to secure its cybersecurity.
With the rise of terrorism and other foreign threats, the United States has to make sure our computer systems are not only secure but impenetrable.
The government announced last week that databases with information on federal workers had been hacked. Cleanup teams have determined 44% of California coastline clear of oil from the Refugio oil spill. Alexia Ritalik is with the State Fish and Wildlife Department.
The shoreline cleanup assessment technique teams, these are called SCAT teams. They proceed to go through and survey the shores, check the cleanup, and are reviewing things. They have assessed 96.5 miles of shoreline.
Cleanup efforts span from northern Santa Barbara County into Ventura County. The movie Spy topped the weekend box office with $30 million in ticket sales. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.